time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Farron City Mayor Adele Justice. We're going to talk about, we've got a lot of goings on out at Millsite. We're going to talk about some of the great things and celebrations that are going to be going on in Farron throughout the summer, as they always do. And then, of course, we'll wrap up with a short discussion about water and their situation that they're in right now. Mayor Justice, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime you want to talk Farron City, I'm game for that. I love it over there. There's a lot that goes on and a lot of cool things that we can talk about. And we're going to start right off the bat with talking about, you know, something that people may have noticed and seen and everything. And you were telling me that Millsite has been closed for some reseeding and things like that. But you're getting ready to open, and you're getting ready to have a big grand opening out there of a lot of different things that are going on out there. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Awesome. We are so excited. Our golf course has been shut down for a few months. We reseeded. Last year with the drought, we lost our greens. It was just so sad. And this year we've spent thousands of dollars reseeding. That grass is coming up nicely. It's not a premier golf course yet, but it's getting there. And we're excited to show it off and let people come and see what's going on. Like I said, we've spent several thousand dollars reseeding. It's coming up, but we're still going to have it roped off in certain areas. So we want everybody to come out on July 1st when we open up and see the course and see the progress we've made. We just ask people to stay on the designated paths while that grass continues to grow. But we've got some exciting things going on in our clubhouse. We have a simulator lounge and hitting net and a putting green inside, and it is so awesome. We were playing last night, and the simulator, you can rent that by the hour. You will also be able to buy unlimited passes to that, where you can just go whenever you want and play on the simulator. It has several premier golf courses that you could choose to play on. And it also has the capability of movies, Xbox, or video games. It's just pretty awesome. It's something everybody can do. Anybody could enjoy it. So I bowled last night. I haven't tried golfing on it yet, but I tell you, I didn't do too bad bowling, so it's exciting to see that up and running. We're just excited to let the public come and see that.
And it is. It's another just a facet to get people out to Millsite and go see the golf course. These golf simulators are always a lot of fun. And as I told you before we came on, it's a really good, I think it would be like a really good team building exercise for a company or a business to get some people and head out there and do those kinds of things. And of course, you know, you've got Millsite, you've got the golf simulator, and you've got a new fitness center out there in Farron. Let's talk about that for a moment.
We do. So Great Life is opening a fitness center in our metal building. And you'll be able to purchase a golf pass and have the option of also adding fitness center to that golf pass. Or you can just purchase a membership to the fitness center itself, which is going to be extremely reasonable. And it's a state-of-the-art fitness center. It will blow your mind when you go in. It is so amazing. And we're so excited to have that in Farron. Again, it will be open all the time, so people who get a membership to the fitness center will be able to get in at their own convenience, which will be really great. We've also installed some new bathrooms down there at the fairgrounds next to this building. And so July 15th, 16th, and 17th, we are going to kick off opening of the fitness center and celebrate the golf course in a 3-day open house for both facilities. So people can come. We're going to have food, games, giveaways, deals on memberships. It's just going to be a great time. And we want everybody to come out and see what Farron's got.
And it sounds like, once again, sounds like you're getting a nice little community center going out there. And that's always a good thing, just to add one more thing to the community. And talking about the community of Farron, and you know, we always talk, when you think Farron, you think Peach Days, but you've got other things coming up. You said you were going to have something going on for Pioneer Day as well. So let's talk about your Pioneer Day plans and then kind of go into Peach Days.
All right. Well, before Pioneer Days, we actually have the Southeastern Utah Livestock Show. That's going to be the 6th through the 9th. We look like a city within a city during stock show time. So many people come from all over the state to show their livestock at the stock show. So we welcome people to come and walk through and mingle and see some really great examples of showmanship with our kids in 4-H and watch them show their animals. Then on Pioneer Day, the 23rd, day before Pioneer Day, on the 23rd of July, we're going to have a roast pig potluck. Tradition for the last few years, we've purchased a pig at the stock show, and then we've done a roast pig and invited the community to come out and have a potluck dinner with us, and it's been really successful and just a great time for people to get together and just visit, just simple.
Right, and so that'll go on, and then, as I said, with Peach Days, you were saying you're going to bring some things back to Peach Days this year to make it, you know, a little bit more like normal, and so let's talk about those events that you're going to bring back to Peach Days this year.
Right, so with COVID, we weren't able to have our horse races, and then again last year with the drought situation, we didn't have the water to water the track and condition the track for the horse races. So we are excited this year to be bringing back the horse races that people love so well. We'll also be having our queen pageant again. There will be a little more information going out about that in the next weeks, but we're excited to bring that event back as well. And then we're just going back to the old normal, our regular Peach Days week-long celebration, something going on every night that week. We start the Tuesday after Labor Day, and we celebrate from Tuesday till Saturday, and we just have a great time. It's a great time to come back home to Farron or to visit Farron if you haven't been here before.
It's always one of those fun events that go on out there, and we've talked about this in the past. Is it still the longest running? We talked about this because you said there's even a little controversy with Brigham City.
There is a little controversy, and I believe they have patented or coined or whatever the term would be, Peach Days. But we've actually been celebrating a couple of years longer than they have. So we just secretly hold that title, and we're proud of it. And even though we don't have a lot of peaches in town anymore, we just don't want to change the name from Peach Days because it's always been Peach Days for
Absolutely.
Us.
Nobody would know it if you changed the name at all. All right, let's spend
have a great time. We have a great time. It's one of my favorite times of the year. I absolutely love Peach Days.
It is a lot of fun. So let's spend the last little bit here talking about, you know, something that everybody's thinking about, but it sounds like it's kind of a surprise this year for you, the water situation in Farron.
Absolutely. I feel like we've seen a miracle. Our reservoir is full, and it is just such a beautiful sight to see. We worked so hard last year conserving water, and our citizens cut back and let lawns go, and we went through a really tough time with the drought, but we're blessed this year, and that reservoir is full, and we're still conserving. I mean, we're not totally out of the woods. There still is a bit of a drought in the area, but we do have a full reservoir, and citizens are able to water a little more discretionary at this time, and we are so grateful for that. It's been a wonderful thing to see.
Most definitely. So just Farron City, just keep up the good work, right?
Yes, absolutely. Our citizens here in Farron are awesome. They just are good at working together and just taking care of the things that need to be taken care of and making sure that there's water for everybody. So we're looking forward to a good harvest season this year.
Very good. Mayor Adele Justice of Farron City, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. We really appreciate you having you on.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.